Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Western New York legend, the senior fitness guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness.
Hi, this is Richard Derwald, Mr. Fitness. And the other day, I was talking to the executive producer of this show, Joe Dinesco, and he asked me, well, what are you going to do now that everything here in West New York and Erie County is starting to open up? It really gave me pause. I had to think about that. So I'd like to ask everybody out here, what are you going to do now that things are, in some respects, returning to normal? Please stay tuned for my segment coming up next on Senior Radio Buffalo.
WBEN First Alert forecast calls for a shower in a few spots, otherwise partly sunny and breezy today, rather cool as well, high 64, partly cloudy tonight, low 46, and with some sunshine tomorrow, a cool day as we struggle to make it into the 60s to close out May, high 61, Monday then a partly sunny breezy day, not bad, high 67. With the WBEN First Alert Forecast, I'm meteorologist Bill Degger.
Right now we are at 61 degrees in Buffalo.
The following is paid programming.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Dinesco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Thank you very much, and good morning, everybody. I'd like to say it's a better morning, but as you just heard Mike Baggerman say, our high is already the temperature we've reached. Yeah, it's not going to get any nicer out there. High of 61 for today under very marbled gray clouds. So we've got a lot to do in this hour, and we're so happy you're with us here on Senior Radio. Just so you know, this hour we'll be speaking first off with Carrie Peak at the Cheektowaga Senior Center. And then we're going to be speaking with Heidi LaFay from Hearts and Hands. We know they're doing so much with the Erie County, so we're going to see what kind of services that they have for you out there. Richard Ellis is back from Amherst Meals on Wheels, and Joe Bednarczyk from Andrews Estate Service, always a big help. Plus, we have a lot of just good information coming your way this hour. We're just so happy to have you here. And later in the show, we're going to tell you how you can be a bigger part of Senior Radio, because we love having you. All right, let's first say good morning to Carrie Peak from Cheektowaga Senior Centers. She is the director. Hello, Carrie. How are you?
Good morning, Linda. I'm well. How are you?
Very good, thank you. I cannot believe it, Carrie, but the Senior Center closed at the end of the day back on Friday, March 13th. However, the Cheektowaga Senior Center is as vital as ever, doing a lot to stay in touch with its members, right?
Yes, we've been busy. It was a sad day to have to make that decision to close, but we were very grateful to be deemed an essential service and that we could continue to operate and serve the members of our community and seniors all over Western New York if they needed us. And so our full-time staff is still operating in the office. We are rotating in and out to make sure we're following all the social distancing and all the governor's rules. But we are still there, and we want our Cheektowaga members to know that if they need us, they should call us, 686-3930. We hope many of them know that number already. We do also want people to know that our Going Places van service in collaboration with Erie County Senior Services is still operating, taking seniors who need to get to you know, necessary medical appointments and even to do some grocery shopping. We are still doing that, and I'm so pleased that our van drivers are still willing to come to work and can do that.
Oh, that is great. And you have a new Facebook page.
We do. This has been a long time in the making, and our staff working on that has done an outstanding job. Camille has been working really hard to try to keep our members connected. We recognize that not everybody has a Facebook page, but we hope that those that do feel good about knowing they can have some fun with us and get some information with us in that new way. It's been a long time, but it's been a huge piece of work for us, but we're very happy it's up and running.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the nice thing, Carrie, is that you've always been able to take a bit of this isolation out of this because you have an email list of close to 2,500 seniors, and you send them weekly announcements, right?
We do. It's either a Thursday Thoughts or a Friday Focus, and Dawn Belair, my recreation supervisor, is in charge of that project. I only write the email. She is in charge of getting it all out to everybody, and we are getting some phenomenal responses from our members. We're continuing to build this email list. We recognize what a great tool it is. Even moving forward in the future, after we're back to moving, you know, into our center again and having people around us again, what a great way this will be for us to continue to reach out and you know, transmit information that we need to get to people. So again, we find the rainbow in the rain.
Mm-hmm.
The pause has given us time to work on some things that we would have maybe not had time to do. So we're very grateful for that.
Yeah, tell us about the postcards that were sent to Cheektowaga seniors who received the Senior Star exemption on their property tax.
Well, we knew that there were a lot of people in the community that may not even have been in touch with our senior center before. So seniors living in our community that were independent and didn't feel that they had a need to come to our center. Much as we'd love to say everybody does, they don't. So we realized that. And we also realized there were people, how were we going to reach them to let them know we were there in this crisis if they needed us? So the staff got together, brainstormed a little bit, and we worked with our assessor's office, and we were able to get the addresses for the people who get the Senior Star exemption, and we started with that mailing list. We got a postcard out to them, very simple, just, we are here, we are ready to help you if you need us, and that continues to this day. We just hope they kept that on their refrigerator or kept a note of that so they know to call us if they need us. And then we started doing drop-off deliveries of those same postcards to any place we could. You know, a lot of our senior apartments in town, because they're not homeowners, they aren't getting a Senior Star tax exemption. So we got them to as many of the apartment complexes as we could. So that was a great start, and we hope that that has meant people know to come and find us if they need us.
Oh, that is fantastic. We're speaking with Carrie Peek. She is the director at the Cheektowaga Senior Center, and we want people to know that this segment is brought to you by Independent Health. We're so thrilled, and I'll have a note about Independent Health in just a couple of minutes. Carrie, when the center can open again, what are some of the changes seniors might see?
Well, we know that there are still so many unknowns. We don't have an exact date yet, and certainly we're all following the news like everyone else. We do know that we fall into that phase 4 category from the governor's Forward New York plan. And though that might seem like, oh my goodness, it's never going to happen, we're going to be waiting forever, maybe there are some advantages to that, because we are learning a lot as we watch other businesses and other places unroll and try to get back to some sense of normalcy and follow all the guidelines that are being set for us. We're learning from all of them. So that gives us a big advantage, I think, to learn. The other thing is, the longer we wait, the more we learn about this virus, the more the scientists can tell us what's working, what isn't working, what might we need to do different. So that's a good thing. Unfortunately for our members who are very anxious to get back to the center, they tell us that every day. They're calling us all the time saying, we can't wait till the doors open. We know that that door opening will be very different than just throwing the floodgates open and just allowing everybody in at the same time, at least to start. We know that we will have smaller classes. We know that we will have to be following the social distancing guidelines. So that will be difficult in a building where people were coming and going all the time. I mean, you know, Linda, you've seen how things work in a senior center.
Mm-hmm.
Busy all the time. And so we are, as a staff, working really hard on a plan so that we can continue to offer programming, but it may be by reservation only to start. It may be some of the smaller events that we can continue to run, classes where we can space people apart enough. Unfortunately, things that are very popular at senior centers, like playing cards and sitting at the lunch table and socializing with your friends, those are some of the things that we pretty much see coming back later. Those won't be the first things we open up for. But when we talk about our great health and wellness programs and some of our arts programs, those are things where we can make the adaptations we need to be able to safely welcome people back into the building. And it's just going to require patience on everybody's part. And certainly our members know, and they've heard us and they've heard from us, we will make sure that we're doing all we can to make sure they're safe. And we know they're so excited to get back to us.
Oh, yeah. So don't be surprised if more classes are put on by appointment, not a walk-in format so much as not to be overcrowded, and possibly not an open door policy, but only those with appointments and reservations for classes will be admitted. And of course, as you get closer to that, everybody will be notified on how to do that. Right, Carrie?
Absolutely. We will do our best to get the word out and use all the tools we can to let our members know. Again, if people have email addresses and they want to be included and they haven't already done that, I encourage them to call our office and get on our list. We're going to do everything we can to get a blitz out there as soon as we know when and what it's going to look like. And we're really excited. We miss our members.
I bet.
We do.
I bet. Carrie, listen, it sounds like you folks, like you say, you took this time and really got to some things that maybe were always on the back burner. But again, you've been closed since Friday, March 13th. And I know that you are so anxious for a grand reopening, so to speak, of the Cheektowaga Senior Center. And everybody, again, it's a, I hate to say this phrase because we've heard it a million times, it is kind of a new normal. So give everybody a little patience and be listening on how to actively jump back in again and enjoy something like the Cheektowaga Senior Center. Carrie, thank you so much and have a great week, okay?
Thanks. You do the same.
All right. And we want to let everybody know that this has been brought to you by Independent Health. And let me tell you something about Independent Health. The free kids run is about to go virtual. The Independent Health Foundation, which leads the annual event as a way to encourage families to be active and fit, invites all out to map out a 1.8-mile route in their neighborhood and then walk or run it anytime from Friday to June 7th. Parents are encouraged to make their own mini dash for younger children, and you can register at kidsrunbuffalo.com. Kidsrunbuffalo.com. Participants who submit race results and photos are eligible to receive a finish line certificate. And that has been brought to you by Independent Health. I'm Linda Pellegrino. Current temperature 61 degrees under cloudy skies. We're looking for a high of maybe 64. We're going to pause right now and be right back.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff. Don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Have you been funneled into a one-size-fits-all Medicare Advantage plan? Then you may not be getting everything you're looking for. Don't miss out on all the benefits and personal attention only Independent Health gives you. Before you make a decision, speak with an experienced redshirt today. We'll help you find the right plan for you. To learn more, visit www.independenthealth.com/AEP.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, they talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living opportunities, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you would like to join Linda Pellegrino on the show, contact them on their website at seniorradiobuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. Tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11, and now the Sunday morning edition on News Radio 930 WBEN.
What if you could travel the world without the hassle of planning, navigating, or organizing your trip? Colette Guided Travel can make that happen. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo, inviting you on our upcoming tour in October 2020. This is a European tour of a lifetime, starting in London, taking in the incredible sights from Buckingham Palace to Big Ben. Take the Eurostar high-speed train to Paris, the City of Lights, and enjoy dinner at the Eiffel Tower. Continue on the Eurostar to Lucerne, one of Switzerland's most beautiful places. Then on to Venice, discover a floating city with iconic landmarks and centuries-old blind canals dotted with gondolas. Tour Florence, the cradle of the Renaissance, and make a special visit to see the David, Michelangelo's masterpiece. Finally, in Rome, bask in cultural treasures like the historic Colosseum and more. Don't miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime trip. Call 877-262-4489. That's 877-262-4489. That's why we travel Colette. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Senior Radio Buffalo. I'm Linda Pellegrino. And, you know, we wouldn't think of making a move out of Western New York without our friends from Colette Travel. And now, of course, with the pandemic, we're not quite sure what we're going to do. That trip, which sounds so wonderful, may be postponed for a while. Not canceled, but postponed, because all of those places are still places we want to go. So as soon as Colette deems that it is safe to do so, they'll be in touch with us, and we'll continue from there, because we really want to get away now, but we don't want to do it until it's absolutely the right time to do it, all right? So if you have signed up for that trip, and that trip was just about a sellout, we're just all standing by to hear if that trip will be going at that time or at another time. And, of course, we'll be in touch with you about that. All right, we're moving on with Heidi Nicholas Lefebvre, who is here. She is the faith outreach manager of an organization called Hearts and Hands, which has entered a partnership with the Erie County Department of Senior Services. So hello, Heidi. Good morning. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Linda, for having me this morning.
We've heard a lot about Hearts and Hands. Has this partnership, was this the result of the COVID-19 pandemic?
Indeed it was. Hearts and Hands has actually been actively serving seniors and disabled adults in Western New York since 2003. But with the COVID-19 pandemic, we partnered with Erie County so that we could expand our capacity to serve all municipalities in Erie County during the crisis.
All right, so specifically, what services are we talking about?
Well, we provide transportation to medical appointments, obtaining groceries or essential needs. And, of course, we've put safety protocols in place to do that. But we also have non-contact grocery shopping and delivery, which is probably our most popular service at this time. It's important that seniors have nutrition and have the supplies they need and don't go out if they don't need to go out. So we have volunteers who wonderfully shop and provide this service. We also provide phone pals, because we know there are folks who are in their house, they're isolated, they can't get out, and they're lonely. So we have terrific volunteers who call, and you can chit-chat, share concerns, and just have a friendly voice to listen to.
Well, isn't that nice? And I would assume safety protocols have been put in place for both the care receivers and volunteers?
Absolutely. It's of the utmost importance that we keep everyone safe, volunteers and care receivers. And care receivers are the folks who are requesting services. At the time a request for services is placed, the Hearts and Hands coordinator will ask a series of health screening questions. Things about, do you have any symptoms that we'd be concerned about? We also inquire about travel, if you've traveled out of the area, or persons you have had contact with who could have a confirmed diagnosis or who are under investigation. Those questions are asked at the time the request is placed. The same questions are asked of the volunteer. And then again, 24 hours before the service is provided, we do repeat the questions to verify there has been no change. After that, I can tell you for those folks who do have care receivers in their automobiles to take them to a medical appointment, we do have protocols in place for that as well. A mask and gloves must be worn by both the volunteer and the care receiver. We do ask that the care receiver sit in the back seat just to have the maximum distance between themselves and the driver. And we ask the volunteer to disinfect and wipe down surfaces which the care receiver could come in contact with, door handles and things of that sort. So it's very important that we make sure everybody feels comfortable with the situation.
Now we're speaking with Heidi Nicholas Lefebvre. She is the Faith Outreach Manager for Hearts and Hands. This is a new partnership now with the Erie County Department of Senior Services. How many people are we talking about working right now with Hearts and Hands?
Well, we have a terrific group of volunteers, probably over 200 volunteers. During the Matilda's Law, of course, some of the volunteers who were 70-plus were asked not to volunteer because we wanted to protect them and keep them safe as well. So they did things like phone pals for us.
Right.
Through the partnership with Erie County, it's been tremendous. We've brought on probably about 75 new volunteers who are just outstanding. But I will tell you, as these folks do go back to work, they can still volunteer evenings or weekends, but we will have need for additional volunteers to join us as we kind of expand our services and try to fill in for those who have gone back to work. So people who are interested in volunteering can certainly complete an application online, or they can call and we can mail an application to them.
You know, it's interesting, Heidi, because I can see people, of course, going back to work in time, but that need for volunteers, that will not drop off. I mean, that's one of those things that that will always be a constant. And like you say, with phone pals and a lot of ways to volunteer, you can actually volunteer without even leaving your home. So a lot of people do have tons of time on their hands. This might be something perfect for them.
Absolutely. And it's a rewarding experience. People feel they're giving back to the community. They're connecting with people. They're making a difference. And it really blesses everybody. But right now, I want to put the word out very clearly that anybody who needs our services, care receivers, people who are in need, please contact us. We have volunteers ready, willing, and able to help you. And we want to make sure that everyone is receiving groceries or food pantry deliveries or medical supplies if they need them. We are here to help.
Heidi, about how many deliveries are you making a day?
Well, in every region, it's a little bit different, but I'm going to say probably 15 or 20 in most municipalities, the larger municipalities each day.
Yeah, and you're working out throughout Erie County. And let me give everyone the phone number for Hearts and Hands, 406-8311, 406-8311, or do log on to hnhcares.org. And again, how does an interested senior sign up and receive services with Hearts and Hands either way?
Right. If they do go online, they can certainly get information that way. But the easiest way is to call us at the number you had shared, 406-8311. We will answer questions for you. We will schedule an intake over the phone so we can get the information and get you signed up. And I will just mention very quickly, because people like to know, our volunteers do go through a training process, a background check, and a motor vehicle check.
Mm.
So again, we're always making sure safety is the number one protocol with Hearts and Hands.
Yeah, absolutely. Heidi, do you see your partnership continuing with the Erie County after the pandemic?
I really do. We have had so much wonderful feedback in terms of care receivers receiving services, volunteers being able to help out in all different ways. Absolutely, we see this continuing, and we're so grateful to Erie County. They've been terrific partners with us.
You know, with all of the people that I speak to associated with all of the counties of Western New York and all of our senior centers, it is a pleasure to be able to speak with you and to Carrie Peak and to Richard Ellis, because there is so much going on for our seniors. Our seniors, I certainly get the impression from all of this work that they have not been forgotten throughout this, and people are doing everything they can to make sure people are accounted for, they're vital, they're getting their food, they're getting their medicine, they're not being left alone.
I couldn't agree more. Buffalo has risen to the occasion, all of Western New York, they've risen to the occasion to serve their fellow man in a wonderful way. And it's just been a wonderful thing to watch.
And you know, I have to say this, Heidi, with world news going on and what's been going on in other cities, it has been such a sad week, and it's been an alarming week. And here in Western New York, it just seems like our people
just kind of put their heads to the, you know, to the back to the grindstone. And it's almost like, how can I help somebody else rather than make a situation worse? And I'm just so proud to be of this area, to be speaking to folks like you who are doing this every day, basically because that's just who they are, you know?
I completely agree. I always say when you feel down about the world, you should spend a day sitting in my chair and experience what I do. It sounds a little corny, but you really see the world through a different lens. I see such good and generous people coming forward to help each other, and care receivers who are so appreciative. And the friendships that form between the two, well, it's just icing on the cake. It's terrific.
It is. And I say that, too, from sitting on the sofa from AM Buffalo for so many years, mm-hmm. and being able to talk with people like you. When you're speaking with someone and they say, hey, this person changed my life, that has a profound meaning, you know, to me and my heart and my soul. And I know it does to you, too. And there are so many great people out there who just do the right thing because it's the right thing to do.
I couldn't agree more. It's a wonderful thing to witness.
It is. So Hearts and Hands, entering a partnership with the Erie County Department of Senior Services. You have been like heart and hands with them. And it looks like that this wonderful marriage will continue. That is great. So, Heidi, am I given the right number, 406-8311?
Absolutely. And feel free to call. We're in the office Monday through Friday. Please leave a message. We will get back to you as quickly as possible. Happy to answer questions and get you signed up as quickly as we can.
Okay, so again, whether you need care as a receiver or a volunteer, this number works for you, 406-8311, or do log on to hnhcares.org. Hearts and Hands has been mentioned a lot by Mark Poloncarz about being a wonderful service for a lot of people, so we're just so happy to be able to speak with Heidi Nicholas Lefebvre and find out more about what's going on. All right, everybody, we've got news coming up in just a little bit, but this is interesting news that you're going to be hearing more about from your doctor. This is interesting. New word out for seniors is for years, doctors urged healthy older people to take 81 milligrams of aspirin daily, which studies had concluded would help prevent a first heart attack. But that thinking has changed recently, said Carl Oringer, director of the Preventive Cardiovascular Medicine Program at the University of Miami Health System. Three large trials have showed either mild or no cardiovascular risk reduction, but a higher risk for gastrointestinal bleeding that counterbalanced any benefits. Isn't that interesting? On the other hand, if you've already had a heart attack or stroke, Dr. Oringer recommends a daily low-dose aspirin to prevent a reoccurrence. So again, you'll be hearing more about that. Ask your doctor.
Good morning from the WBEN Newsroom. I'm Mike Bangerman. Here's your top stories that we're following on this Saturday, May 30th. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown said the video of George Floyd's death was incredibly painful to watch, something he never thought he'd see again.
What happened to George Floyd was an incredible act of brutality and violence that senselessly took his life.
Still, the mayor denounced the riots in Minneapolis. The mayor said he is committed to continuing to build a relationship between Buffalo police and minority communities locally. Five upstate regions began reopening under phase two of the state's guidelines on Friday. That includes the Finger Lakes region that encompasses Wyoming, Orleans, and Genesee counties. The Western New York region is eligible to begin reopening as early as Tuesday. Transit police are investigating a fatal stabbing that happened last night at 8:45 inside the bus station at 181 Ellicott Street. One woman died after an argument escalated into the stabbing. The other woman is currently being treated for injuries at ECMC. And there's some good news when it comes to local libraries in Erie County. The Erie County Public Library System said that starting Monday, some local libraries will begin curbside pickup. You can see which of the libraries are open in our web story at WBEN.com. Your first alert forecast for the weekend, it's going to be a much cooler weekend compared to what we've seen in recent days. Daytime highs will be in the 60s on Saturday with a few scattered showers in the afternoon. Sunday will be even cooler than today, highs in the 50s with a slight breeze under a mix of sun and clouds. But things will start to warm up again on Monday, but not as bad as it was earlier this week. I'm Mike Baggerman, News Radio 930 WBEN and WBEN.com. Follow us on Twitter at News Radio 930.
Let me out! Let me out, I tell you! Let me out!
Sir, you're free to go! Now tell me, what's the first thing you're going to do now that you're out?
I don't know.
Unlike the fellow you just heard in the opening piece, I'm sure that most people here listening know what they're going to do. They've probably been thinking about it for the last 6 or 7 weeks. They have a darn good idea of all the things they want to do, all the things they want to get accomplished, and I think that's a good thing. But I'd have to ask a question. You say you're going to do this or you're going to do that. Were you doing those things before this shutdown? If not, why not? In other words, you had time to really have an introspective moment in your life, to think inwardly. And you say, well, I'm going to do this now. But why didn't you do it before the shutdown happened? Obviously, and of course, after this shutdown is over, we're all going to play it safe. We're all going to wear our masks. We're going to do all the things we have to do for just a little more time. But we're going to have a little more freedom. And that little more freedom has become some more freedom to much more freedom. What are we going to do? What are you going to do? What are your plans? What did you think about when we were locked in the house for 5, 6, 7 weeks? What are your goals now? What's your new life going to look like? Because we've had plenty of time to evaluate our old life. When I was asked what my new life is going to look like, I guess I didn't have to think.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Very long. The first thing I'm going to do is to focus all my energies on the Live Well Erie program initiated by our county executive, Mark Poloncarz. My mission to the senior community will be to help make these next years the best years of their lives. This is Richard Derwall for Senior Radio Buffalo.
I love Richard. He's always so positive. You know, he really is kind of Mr. Buffalo. You know, doesn't he do a great job? Does a great job with Erie County Senior Services and always has something wonderful to say. And he really walks the walk. He doesn't just talk the talk. It's amazing. So we love having him on Senior Radio. In fact, anybody who would like to join us on our show, and you know, we don't just take anybody, but we do love hearing from you. And if that's the case, call us on our Linder line at 324-5222. 324-5222. This is brought to you by our friends at Touching Hearts at Home. And ask us a question. Ask us how you can get on the air. If you have a business that relates to the senior community, we'd like to hear from you. If you have a question about any of our wonderful guests, again, leave it on that tape at 324-5222. And our chief executive, Joe Danisco, I am sure will be able to get back to you just as soon as possible. You know, we're kind of keeping our eyes to the skies here in Western New York. It's cloudy and only about 61 degrees here. But down in Florida, they're having the same weather. And I would imagine it's a little warmer. But they're watching for that SpaceX launch for today. And that's supposed to be happening at around 2 o'clock. But right now, they're calling for a lot of scattered showers in that area. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see if those two Americans will be heading off the launch pad and getting back in space with Elon Musk's group. That's SpaceX. Very exciting launch, which is supposed to happen. We'll see. They got scrubbed already once, but that's supposed to be happening at about 2 o'clock this afternoon. All right, I'm Linda Pellegrino here on Senior Radio Buffalo. We welcome in Richard Ellis from Amherst Meals on Wheels. He is the executive director. A busy guy. Richard, how are you?
Oh, I'm still busy, Linda.
Listen, you've joined us almost every week. How has Amherst Meals on Wheels been able to keep up with the demand? And have you seen any drop-off yet in requests since the phase one opening of Erie County?
Well, the good news is we're still in pretty good shape. We started with our 285 clients at the beginning of March. We are now over 400 clients. Mm. The help of Erie County's Department of Senior Services, the Town of Amherst Senior Nutrition staff and the employees, and also from the Youth and Recreation and Senior Transportation, our staff has been able to keep adding new requests on a daily basis, so we can't keep up with the demand.
Wow. And you know what? That's okay, because you will do it. You'll find a way to do it. The important thing is for anyone who needs your services is to go ahead and call and make sure that they're getting them, and you will make sure that they get the nutrition that they need.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And with the phase one opening, of course, we have seen a little bit of a drop, which is good, because we know that seniors are getting to see their family members actually being able to come over to their homes or to take them out for groceries. But that demand is not going to change over the course of time. We can just see it's possibly going to grow again in the fall, depending on an uptick.
Right. Rick Ellis is the executive director over at Amherst Meals on Wheels, one of our largest areas for servicing people with nutrition. Rick, I know that you adjusted your delivery schedules to Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Do you see that delivery schedule changing in June?
No, we will still continue our Monday, Wednesday, Friday delivery schedule through the whole month, and that does include frozen meals for the non-delivery days. So Tuesdays and Thursdays, you'll get a frozen meal delivered on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And, of course, if you need meals on the weekends, we also provide that. As more restrictions are lifted into town, we will increase our delivery days back to our normal five-day-a-week program.
Okay, good to know. Have you seen any changes in the food supply that has affected your services?
Not really. Our center's kitchen team has done a fantastic job of maintaining our food supply chain. They have a great relationship with local vendors, and we also have been blessed with donations from Rich Products to help us with our breads, as well as a freezer truck that helped keep our costs in line. So all the frozen meals that we make during the week, we put them right out in the truck and get them delivered to people very, very quickly.
You know, Rich Products, donations, I'm not surprised. Talk about a wonderful company and a great neighbor. We're just so happy to have Rich Products here in Western New York and happily helping out. How and where are the meals prepared, Rick?
Well, they are all prepared right here at the center, 370 Audubon Parkway, right here in Amherst, New York. It's an amazing operation to watch. The staff has managed this increase in the home-delivered meal program as true professionals. And if you're a member of the center, you know how good the food is.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all waiting, just like in Cheektowaga, for all the senior centers to be opened again for their normal operations.
Let me ask you this, Rick, because Meals on Wheels is more than just dropping off a meal. It's basically having contact with someone who may not see anybody else during the course of that day. What do you think the clients, how are the clients holding up with limited contact, especially now during the COVID lockdown?
Well, Linda, we always have concerns with our clients' mental health and well-being. And during the crisis, they're alone in most cases without any visitors at all. Our drivers notice any issue. If they do notice any issues, they report it to our staff, and our social workers immediately follow up with phone calls to the client as well as their family support team. We also have some of our volunteers who are making phone calls just to check on them on those Tuesdays and Thursdays when we're not delivering. Those safety checks are always very important. That's part of our program.
You know, and that's, again, this is going back to what we were talking about with Heidi and with Carrie, is that we have people in Western New York who just care so much. And even if it wasn't part of the program, you know what? Your volunteers would call them anyway, because after having a relationship with someone that you're literally dropping off food for, you become a little bit more like family and you want to know how they're doing.
You're absolutely right. Some of our volunteers have been delivering meals for 35 years, and they see some of our customers over the course of time for 5, 10, 15 years. And it's amazing the relationships that they build And they all are family to everybody who sees them.
Yeah, and you've done such a great job, Rich. No matter how the demand has risen, you folks over at Amherst Meals on Wheels, you're doing everything you can to meet that demand. Are you still needing volunteers?
Right now, we are just getting ready to start our volunteers back into our program,
mm-hmm.
which is very important because they all want to get out of their homes also. We've been blessed, as I said before, with the town of Amherst supplying all the drivers and the delivery teams just to make sure that the consistency has been there since the beginning of COVID. But we are starting to bring back our volunteers, and we always can use some new volunteers because some of our volunteers are concerned about their health also. So they're stepping back from the program. So they can call us at any time at our phone number, which is 636-3065, or go to our website, amherstmealsonwheels.org, and they can fill out the application and send it in, and we'll get the process started. We do vet every one of our volunteers that comes in.
And I know, Richard, it can be a very flexible schedule. If you can only do it once a week, and let's say mornings are better for you than afternoons, that's totally up to the person who can do the deliveries, correct?
That is correct, because we will be starting up again, hopefully sooner than later. We do have volunteers who work in the kitchen as well, but because of the COVID crisis, we're holding off a little bit on that. But our drivers, we can use them in the morning as well as, well, really, it's just a one-run delivery. You're delivering both a hot and a cold meal at the same time, and it's between 10:30 and 12:30. So it really doesn't interrupt your day too much, but you're doing a great service.
Let me ask you, Richard, because, again, we don't see the need dropping off. How does a senior or a family member get their loved ones started with a program like Amherst Meals on Wheels? And then what exactly is delivered?
Well, right now, any senior who needs a meal, a very good nutritious meal delivered to their home, they can call the State's Connection hotline, which is 858-8526. And that goes through the county. And Erie County, again, has been a great partner with us. They will provide us with the name, the address, and the phone number. And if we cannot help them because they're not in our area, they will give the information to Feed More of Western New York or to Kentown Meals on Wheels. So we're all working together to make sure that every senior does not go hungry.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm going to give that phone number out again. It's 636-3065, amherstmealsonwheels.org. And I know that with your delivery changes, as you were saying, one meal comes frozen and one is fresh?
Well, what we do is if you're getting a meal just on a Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, you will get a hot meal
mm-hmm.
as well as a cold lunch. So you can eat your lunch later. Everybody loves to eat that hot meal first.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're not, if they're on a Tuesday and a Thursday delivery schedule, they get a frozen meal and then another bagged lunch so they can have meals on Tuesday and Thursday. So they don't have to worry about going hungry at all.
And Richard, a lot of people are on different diets, low salt, low sugar. You can accommodate for that. We want people to know, don't not call because you're on a low salt diet.
You're absolutely right. We have a regular diet, diabetic, renal, or a bland diet. It all depends on what your background is and what your needs are, and we can meet those needs.
Yes, you can. Once again, Richard Ellis, the executive director of Amherst Meals on Wheels. Their number is 636-3065, or you can log on to amherstmealsonwheels.org.
Well, Linda, it's always a pleasure talking with you, and anytime anybody needs to give us a call, we are here for them.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Have you been funneled into a one-size-fits-all Medicare Advantage plan? Then you may not be getting everything you're looking for. Don't miss out on all the benefits and personal attention only Independent Health gives you. Before you make a decision, speak with an experienced RedShirt today. We'll help you find the right plan for you. To learn more, visit www.independenthealth.com/AEP.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, they talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living opportunities, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you would like to join Linda Pellegrino on the show, contact them on their website at seniorradiobuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. Tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11, and now the Sunday morning edition on News Radio 930 WBEN.
What if you could travel the world without the hassle of planning, navigating, or organizing your trip? Colette Guided Travel can make that happen. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo, inviting you on our upcoming tour in October 2020. This is a European tour of a lifetime, starting in London, taking in the incredible sights from Buckingham Palace to Big Ben. Take the Eurostar high-speed train to Paris, the City of Lights, and enjoy dinner at the Eiffel Tower. Continue on the Eurostar to Lucerne, one of Switzerland's most beautiful places. Then on to Venice, discover a floating city with iconic landmarks and centuries-old line canals dotted with gondolas. Tour Florence, the cradle of the Renaissance, and make a special visit to see the David, Michelangelo's masterpiece. Finally in Rome, bask in cultural treasures like the historic Colosseum and more. Don't miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime trip. Call 877-262-4489. That's 877-262-4489. That's why we travel Colette.
Have you ever met a funny river man? Have you ever met a funny river man? If he says Wall Street is funny.
Oh, I love that. I love that music. Yeah, you know what? We're listening to Colette Travel. And you can be sure, folks, we will be on the road again as soon as it is safe. And if you'd like to know more about that trip, Treasures of Europe, we're not sure at this point if we'll still be going in October of this year, but we're going to be going. You can be sure. If you would like to know more, because it sounds like a dream come true, and it will be. I cannot wait to see all those landmarks. Please call Colette Travel at 877-262-4489. I'm Linda Pellegrino here with you on Senior Radio, and I have something interesting for you. Here's something that we're doing locally you can be very proud about. Those who test positive for COVID-19 are asked to remember the people that they recently interacted with and the places they visit. That task is called contact tracing, and it's not easy. Days get mixed up, meetings are forgotten. There's no foolproof way to remember everyone. But University at Buffalo researchers are looking to fill this information, and they're developing an app called Pocket Care Plus that they say could help public health officials track and prevent the spread of the coronavirus that causes COVID-19, as well as future infectious disease outbreaks. So be listening for this in the future, Pocket Care Plus, where everybody at home can actually go to this app and do their tracing themselves, and to know that this is probably going to take off, and it's starting right here at UB. Very cool. All right, we're pretty proud of Joe B, too. Joe Bonarczyk joins us from Andrews Estate Service, a gentleman and his family who helps so many people get to the next step, whatever that is for them. Hello, Joe. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning, Linda. Nice to be here.
Thank you so much. I love your commercial, too. It's a lot of fun to listen to.
Yes, it's nice to hear it back on sign again.
Absolutely. Listen, Joe, our listening audience has had many unknowns thrust about them during this time. What safeguards has Andrews Estate Service implemented during this temporary virus shutdown?
I'm going to let Joe Jr. answer this.
All right, Joe Jr., you're up.
All right, and For this, we've always had safety as our primary focus. And as always, we've always used gloves, masks, and when needed, we'll use the safety goggles. So we do have our stockpile of all these PPE in our warehouse. And also, the newest tool for our supply bag, it's the thermometers, the temporal scanner. So we are taking our temperatures four times a day whenever we're working. So it's at the beginning of the day, right before lunch, after lunch, and at the end of the day. So we do want to stay well above the CDC guidelines.
That's great. That's great. So people can be very, very sure as you're coming in and out of their house that you're doing things as safely as possible. And still, the days go by, time goes on, people still have deadlines to get in and out of houses, and it's important that you keep working. Listen, we're still currently in phase one, hopefully the end of it, moving into phase two shortly. What is AES able to offer as we begin to slowly move into that phase two of this temporary virus shutdown?
That's a great question. Some of our services, they were placed on hold during phase one, but for phase two, donation centers, as of today, are scheduled to reopen for phase two, and so we are very excited that we will be able to continue with donations and all the items that we have been storing in our warehouse from all of our clients' homes. We are going to be able to donate them, and we can make more room. This way we could make more room in the warehouse for selling other items.
That is great. Listen, we're speaking with the Bednarczyks. They are Andrew's Estate Service, Joe Jr. and Amy, and they're incredible employees. And everybody, we have had many listeners contact our Linda line with questions for Joe. And as you know, Andrew's Estate Service, they will help you liquidate an entire estate, items big and small. So we have an email question from Shelley in Dunkirk that came in on the Linda line. She says, I have a lot of costume jewelry that I used to wear in the 50s and 60s that my daughters and granddaughters do not want. That's a mistake, because that's called coming back into style. But what do you recommend, guys?
Well, we've been having a lot of success for our clients in selling their unwanted costume jewelry online, and it's bringing in much higher value for our clients instead of them just trying to piecemeal it out prior to this China virus, through garage sales or estate sales, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So we're actually taking a lot of the jewelry and we're sorting through it. One of the first things we want to make sure is that they don't let anybody cherry pick through it, because once somebody cherry picks through their jewelry, they're going to take all the gold and sterling silver out, which is going to leave all the little broken pieces.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make sure that they do it in a good, thorough manner.
So you can help with that, and not only that, but you can help again, as you were saying, resell and get a good price, and that's what. That's the expertise that people are buying into with Andrew's Estate. You literally know what a lot of these things are already going for online, and you can help actually get back some of the money that these things are worth for people by helping them sell it.
Yes. As a matter of fact, we've recently just sold a watch online for one of our clients. They were offered very little for it, and we actually were able to capture 10 times they were offered for it. It turned out to be a $200 watch that they were only offered $20 from a local dealer. So that was good that they held back and decided not to. They must have, they watched our website, or they heard one of our past segments, so that they contacted us, and we said that was a good idea. And that's something, during the current situation, we can do a lot of selling online for our clients.
And, that's why, Joe, we love having Andrew's Estate Service on our show, because we really only deal with the most trustworthy businesses out there. And that's what you folks are all about. You literally come into people's homes and they have to trust you, and you are able to make them very, very happy with what you are able to do, and what you promise to do, you do. So, Joe, we know that you also have a unique business model and are extremely focused on helping seniors in a wide range of circumstances. So what can Andrew's Estate Service guarantee during this temporary virus shutdown?
Well, even during this temporary China virus shutdown, we still are not solely trash removal company, even though that's what we're doing on the side anyway for our clients. But we're guaranteeing the same detailed service that we've always provided to our clients before this has entered our, you know, our daily lives. So we, you know, we respect their items. We're not just throwing it out. We've heard a lot of complaints over the last several weeks from potential clients that have said, well, you know, we just hired some trash companies and they threw everything out and they even took things that they weren't supposed to. And that bothers us.
Yes, that's heartbreaking.
Tell everybody, don't just jump into something.
Right.
If it's good, we'll sell it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then we'll donate it if it's not something that's sellable. And we'll definitely make sure that they're going to get the respect for their items. That seems to be a biggie these days.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, Joe, this virus has had a tremendous impact on Western New Yorkers in many ways. Many people are hurting financially. Can Andrews Estate Service offer any discounts or specials during this temporary shutdown?
Well, we've been discussing that at our meetings, and we've decided that for phase two, which hopefully will be coming up very shortly, that we're planning on offering a 50% discount and to our potential clients for any of those that are making appointments with us. Unfortunately, we have to limit that to the first 10 who are actually making an appointment. And the reason why we're only limiting that to the first 10 is because our consultation and evaluation, we feel, is a dedicated roadmap to what we're going to plan on doing for them. And it's going to take us anywhere from 1 to 2 hours, which is our normal time presence in their homes. And we've had some situations we've been in a home for up to 7 hours. So, again, time is money, but we also want to try to take the burden off of those that are hurting financially.
All right. Let's leave everybody with your phone number and website. We're speaking with Joe Bednarczyk from Andrews Estate Service, the very first number and the very first group you'll want to call if you are considering downsizing or liquidating an estate in any way. It's 873-7440, 873-7440. Their website is AES86.com.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.